wastewater agreement for us?
Mr. President, members of council, I have two issues for you this morning, one being a wastewater agreement for your consideration. That is Sussex County Project Number 81-04 at Americana Bayside Phase 16, Agreement Number 735. In this case, the developer is Mr. Tom Halverstedt from Selbyville, Delaware. The location is the East Sand Cove Road and Hammerhead Court. This will become part of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, serving seven single-family lots. The system connection charges total $36,876. We do have approval from DENREC as well as from our engineering department, and we're expecting just 15 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $2,701.20, and a proposed construction cost of $18,008. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please make your motion, sir.
Yes, sir. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 735, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Carl M. Freeman Communities for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside Phase 16, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I'm a yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Yes, sir. I wanted to update you on the legislature. As you know, they are now in recess until June 3rd, so we have a little time to catch up on some of our homework. The bill that I had brought to your attention last week, House Bill 316, which would require Sussex County and other counties to guarantee covering 15% of the ambulance costs, was tabled, as I told you last week. But also I can report that I have had one meeting with some county officials from Newcastle County just to begin discussing our concerns about the legislation and the entire equation and what is the best way to support our ambulance services. So we've just begun some discussions. But it sounds to me like all three counties are relatively in agreement on the virtues of doing
this. We're not saying that we don't want to.
Oh, no. Oh, no, nobody's saying that.
Exactly.
Just working out how we do it is the important part. I wanted to bring your attention to another bill that's been introduced, House Bill 279. House Bill 279 establishes an opportunity for us, if we choose to, have our EMS staff entered into the state pension fund rather than handling them through our fund. Gina Jennings has some more details on that because she's done some homework. Gina, would you give us a little report?
Sure. It would give the county the option to have our paramedics join the state municipality plan. We would join as a group. The paramedics can't just go individually again. So it just gives us the opportunity to join. They will come up with a preliminary actuarial defined number of how much it would cost for us to pay into the plan for all those previous services. So they would look at each individual. They had 20 years. We would have to pay so much back into the plan. Looking at basic numbers, currently their plan is 14.18% of the gross salaries gets contributed. Our plan is 14.69%. So our plan's a little bit more expensive. I think a lot of it has to do with they require a 6% or 7% contribution, where we don't require any kind of contribution. But the question will come down to is how much will it cost us to buy into the program? And that's the number that we really need to look at.
And this, Mr. Godwin, I think you said, or no, Ms. Jennings said, this would give us the opportunity if we chose to.
We
this
chose.
Does not
yes.
mandate that.
Yes,
we
it's optional.
That's good.
It gives us the opportunity to do it if we choose to.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Mr. Godwin?
Yes, sir. And Ms. Jennings and I will continue to research this to try and get all the details of how it might affect our employees. One final note before I sit down. I wanted to let you know that last Wednesday we had another meeting of the Wetlands Advisory Committee, and the committee had a lengthy discussion, and hopefully on your June 10 agenda, we'll have another question for you to answer and instruct me on how to vote on a question that will be asked at the next meeting, which is June 11th.
Mm-hmm.
I told the chairman that we'll need to get that question in writing before June 2nd to get on our agenda for the June 10th meeting.
We all received booklets about the legal aspects of sea rise level. I got one, but people are asking me for copies. Where would we get more copies of that booklet? The legal aspects of sea level rise.
Legal aspects? I'm not sure where that came from.
We all got one last week, I believe, a booklet, blue booklet, maybe a week before.
I know DENREC has a number of booklets and workbooks on
this
sea level rise.
By
the legality
Widener.
Side of it, I'm not sure where
this
that would come
from. This is from a Widener associate, Widener Law School associate. I believe Mr. Crystal wrote it. Mr. Crystal.
I believe he presented that one evening last week
exactly.
at the South Coastal Library.
Yes.
And I would think that the newly formed Chesapeake, newly formed Inland Bays Foundation may have access to that because they were the hosts of that meeting.
All right. Good.
Inland Bays Foundation, not Center for Inland Bays, but
exactly.
the Inland Bays Foundation, a separate group.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Sir, thank you
very much. Jewel Gibbons. Is Jewel here? Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. She's walking. She's heading up here. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jewel.
Pump Station 207 is a regional pump station in the West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District that is slated to see additional flows from several proposed projects in the area. When GMB was initially engaged to design this project, there were a number of changes that could not be envisioned. These included specifically changes in the force main alignment, pipe sizes, and pump sizes that would allow for future connections to the Gossie Creek planning area and to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. By incorporating these changes into the Pump Station 207 plans, the county will realize cost savings in the construction work on this project, as well as a reduction in inconvenience to the general public because of the high traffic area that this project is in. Additionally, at the time that GMB services were engaged, there were a number of roads which were under DLDOT moratorium in regards to construction. Since that time, these roads are now available for us so that the force main alignment has also been changed, and that will again allow significant cost savings because of the reduction in linear footage that would be required for construction. So again, these changes will result in cost savings in construction, but at this time they also present additional work to the consultant GMB, and that is the reason for the contract amendment. And the contract amendment for this expanded scope of work is valued at $30,000.
I'll make that motion if you've got it.
No motion, ma'am.
$30,000 less.
More
because of the expanded scope of work.
I was hoping for the other way.
So was I.
Okay.
You have a motion, please.
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorizes its president to execute contract amendment 1 with George Miles and Buer LLC of Salisbury, Maryland, to provide an expanded scope of engineering design services for Project 12-23, Pump Station 207, and Force Main Design at a cost not to exceed $30,000.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Although, yes, thank you, Jewel. You make a very fine presentation, as always.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll second it.
I vote yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're good. I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next grant request, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four grant requests for your consideration. The first one is the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater. They're requesting $500 to continue to provide programs of entertainment, enrichment, and education to audiences of all ages. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Cole.
I'll make the same grant for my councilmatic fund there.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. to grant $500 from Mr. Cole's Council Mac account to the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for program expenses. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the Cape Henlopen Education Foundation. They're requesting $1,500 to support immediate needs in the Cape Henlopen School District, such as raised planning beds to allow 150 students with disabilities to participate in science lessons, a listening station to help students with special education needs, books for summer reading program in undeserved neighborhoods, and a display board to allow underprivileged students to afford to take part in the district science fair. Their central focus is to help low-income students.
I'll make a motion that we give $500 from my account and $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account to help with that effort.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000, being $500 Mr. Cole's Council Mac account and $500 Mrs. Deaver's, the Cape Henlopen Educational Fund for program expenses. Mr. Phillips.
If Mr. Cole will accept it, I'll like to contribute $250 to that worthy cause.
We'll have to go into caucus with Mrs. Deaver.
Oh, yeah.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver, yes. to grant $1,250, being $500 Mr. Cole's account, $500 Mrs. Deaver's account, and $250 Mr. Phillips' account. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the BB Medical Foundation. They're requesting support for the 25th Best of the Beach Art Auction that helps make healthcare affordable and accessible to Sussex County residents. Mm-hmm. There is no specific amount requested, and last grant received was $500 from Ms. Deaver.
I would be glad to contribute the $500 again.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, to grant $500 Mrs. Deaver's Council Mac account. The BB Medical Foundation to support the annual Best of the Beach Art Auction fundraiser. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
But yes, motion carried.
And the last one's Rehoboth Art League. They're requesting support to help offset the cost that they've incurred during the cold weather. The league's mission is to teach, inspire, and preserve the arts. Last grant received was $1,000 from Mr. Cole, and Ms. Deaver's placed this on the agenda.
And what?
You placed it on the agenda.
George,
so.
Sorry about that.
And how much would you like to donate?
They do teach art.
Yes, they did. I actually took art lessons there, and that's why I continue to draw today.
Yeah, well, that's good, George.
I doodle a lot.
So I would contribute $250 at this time.
I'll do $750.
Oh, wonderful.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to Rehoboth Art League for program expenses, being $250 Mrs. Deaver's Council Mac account and $750 Mr. Cole's account. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. There are three. Mm. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a vendor lunch truck to sell foods and beverages to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 16,820.70 square feet, more or less. It's tax map ID 2-35-7.00-44, filed on behalf of W. Ralph Brunley, District Number 3.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
Okay, next one is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a paintball park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 5.1345 acres, more or less. Tax map ID 430-8.00-9.02, filed on behalf of David J. Bosco, District Number 2.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And the last, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automobile repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 1.5 acres, more or less. Tax map ID 235-22.00-18.09, filed on behalf of Robert Wilkerson, District Number 3.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Next is initiative that's brought before Council. Mr. Guy, you have our sign-up sheet.